This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, Apake Pagan. My guest today, Kavin Jay, is a stand-up comedian who has been in the business for the better part of 12 years. He's worked the scene and it's paid off because premiering today on Netflix is his very own stand-up comedy special. It's called Everybody Calm Down. Kavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always nice to be on BFM.
Abang Netflix.
I know, right? But that, you see, the thing is, Harith is the first Southeast Asian, right, to have Netflix special.
By scheduling.
By scheduling, yes. But also the fact that, look, he can brag that. I can't. Right? You see, like the first Asian, obviously, is Veer Das.
That's true.
Okay, so the first Southeast Asian is Harith. The first... Then the first Malaysian also Harith.
Yes.
So I'm going for the first Cheras boy.
I would go even slightly bigger.
Okay.
First Malaysian Indian also can.
Can. But no, I wanted to go there, but I wanted to go like, first Indian was with us also.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So yeah, so Dan cannot. So I'm still going to go first Cherasian. Cherasian. I'm coining that phrase now, Cherasian.
You're digging deep, la.
A little bit.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
This is such great news. Tell me how it came about. Like, what was the first email you got?
Okay, I didn't get an email. That was the worst part, right? Because actually, they were looking for a third act.
Okay.
Right? And I think...
Because they had Harith and they had Fakafaz from Singapore.
Yes, which they had 6 months to prepare and everything. So when they were shooting Harith's special, what happened was I was in Edinburgh at that time, and there was the day I just came back and Harith came up to me. I didn't know I was opening for Harith. Right, so he just came up to me and said, good luck. I'm like, why are you telling me good luck? Because you're the one doing the show. And he looks at me, he's like, no, you're opening. I'm like, oh, that's nice to know.
Thanks.
10 minutes before the show starts. So I went up and I did my thing. And then the director, Michael McKay from Active TV, he came up to me and said, look, we really like what you did. And I have something that I would like to offer you. Right? Without knowing anything, I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a...
What you got for me?
Yeah, what you got for me. Like, you know, maybe a show in Singapore or whatever. So I'm like, so the next week, I travel to Singapore to meet him. And he sits me down and says, look, Netflix has been looking for a third act that they wanted to do. But because it's this short of time that they couldn't find anyone and they saw me and they really like what I did for 10 minutes. So they decided to give me an hour special. And can you imagine me sitting down in this coffee shop going...
Sorry, what now?
I was saying, excuse me? Did you say you're going to give me an hour special on Netflix?
And let me think about it for a little while. Yes.
And then let me check my schedule. And I was flabbergasted, to be fair. It was kind of like, because if I didn't open for Harith, I wouldn't get it, right? And wow. And at that point, tears are coming out of my eyes. Okay, I was getting emotional and I was trying to hide it from this guy, right? Because I'm trying to play it cool, like, yeah, I'm free in October. When do you want me to shoot? 27? Okay, yeah, I'm free on that date. I have to move things around, but, you know, but inside, I'm like, you have never seen a person more excited by life. Right?
I've never seen an Indian more excited about life.
You probably have.
Okay, I've never seen a Cherasian more excited about
Fair
life.
Enough.
All
okay.
right, all right. Hey, dude, I mean, this is great because, you know, how far you've come from Comedy Nights at Zouk and PJ Live Arts to a Netflix special in what?
12 years.
Has it been 12 years?
It has been 12 years. It has been 12 years since I started comedy.
I know you've lost all your hair, but I didn't think it was that long.
It has. I mean, 12 years ago, I started comedy. Now, again, you probably saw me in the radar maybe 5-6 years ago.
Correct.
Right. So, yeah. So, okay, my journey started 12 years ago. But yes, I would say the Malaysian comedy industry growth or the spurt happened 6 years ago. And that's when Jason Leong came into the picture.
Yeah.
Rizal Van Gezel came into the picture. When that spurt happened, I think that's when everybody started, there's stand-up comedy other than Harith Iskandar. And yeah, from there, we started doing Zook Club,
remember that,
Time Out Comedy Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we started doing One Mic Stand. They started a weekly open mic night. And then the Crack House opened up 4 years ago. And so many things happened. And now, look, I mean, Malaysia, we have a Netflix special. Two. Not one, two. Singapore only got one, please.
So tell me this. You didn't have as much time.
I didn't. I only had 1 month.
And what Harith told me when I spoke to him was, of course, it's a pretty exhaustive process with Netflix. They want a script. They vet all this stuff.
Yes.
So what was it like for you?
Okay, for me, it was, I think, a little bit simpler. Because they wanted a script. But I think their process with Harith kind of softened things for me. Because what happened was, Harith sent them a whole script, like 39 pages. And they couldn't read through. So they basically asked me for a script. But they said, look, do it in point form. We're not doing this thing. So what I did was, I did a point form. Plus, I did a show and I recorded it. And I said, here is some of the material that I'm going to do as well. So you can vet it. So they looked at it. They knew that it's what they wanted. And they approved me immediately. So it wasn't that much of a hassle. The more of the hassle was the legal contract thing.
You, of course, had the, I guess, added disadvantage of not performing on home ground.
Yes. I had to. One of the stipulations was that I perform in Singapore.
Which I can understand is difficult. I mean, if you watch Harith's special and you look at the audience, it's almost a bit easy, right? Because they're Malaysians, they want to support you, they're laughing like they've never heard a joke before. You know, they're there with you. But Singaporeans, when they see a Malaysian comedian, I'm assuming it's a little tougher.
You know, when I before the show, I was very nervous because of that exact reason. But this is the worst part, because I had to shoot mine. This is a little bit inside information which Netflix doesn't want you to know, but you know, BFM, you get some previews.
Some perks,
Some perks. Okay, so basically what happened was, I shot exactly on the same day as Fakka Faz, right? So basically the venue was the same, but they changed the background, they changed the lighting, so it looked different. So what happened was, it was the same audience. So can you imagine this, right? Fakka Faz is one of the top Singapore comedians.
Correct.
Right? So 70% to 80%, even dare say 90% of the audience was there for him. And he wanted to go first. Right? You see, all this was happening and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, if this was a normal show, I would fight tooth and nail to go first, because let's say I'm not going to go after a Fuzz in a Singapore audience. But you know what? I was thinking in my head, you know what? Let him have his way. I have a Netflix special at the end, right? So I'm thinking to myself, look, we're going to can the laughter. We're going to have to add laughter in a post-edit, right? And so Faz was doing his thing and he was doing his thing. And I'm like, oh, he's doing well.
And he's very energetic on stage.
He's left, right, left, right, left, right. And I'm like, okay, is this audience going to even have enough energy for me left, right? And I took the stage and you know what? They proved me wrong. They
Fantastic.
Were one of the best audience I've ever had.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they gave me enough energy. Most of them haven't seen me. They know Faz, right? They haven't seen me. And in a way, that kind of gave me an advantage, because, I mean, if you don't know me, I can win you over. If you've already... I mean, because, okay, I did 50% new jokes, 50% old jokes.
I was just going to ask you, how did you narrow down that material? But
I had to. Because I only had 1 month, right? I couldn't write a whole new set. And plus, Netflix also said that they wanted jokey joke, right? They wanted bang, bang, bang. They didn't want a story. In fact, I have a story, which I will talk about later, because that's my next hour. But you know, I just had to just bang, bang, bang. So I was just pulling out all the old stuff and the new stuff. And for the 90% of the people who haven't seen me. And this audience gave me everything I needed. Everything. Like, just, it was such a great audience.
You kind of know from your old material what works. You've done it for a while now. You know what the heavy hitters are. But with the new material, with 1 month, did you have time to workshop it, practice it?
Yeah, I was on every open mic. From the time I found out until then, every open mic, I was just on and on. And, you know, people started getting fed up with me. Because this is... actually, there was one chunk of new material that got cut out of the final edit, which I'm almost relieved, because now I still have that to go on, because I got nothing left. So the process is that you write the material. I had a few friends write with me, like Kiran, Brian, and Prakash.
Yeah.
And what I do is, first, they kind of vet it with me, kind of punch it up. And then I go on to open mics and other shows, and I try those materials. And as the way I write material, I don't write on paper as much. I write on stage, right? So I get on stage, I get ideas, I straight away, you know, just churn it out. And if it's funny, it's funny. It's there, you know. And a lot of new material actually came from Edinburgh as well. When I was in Edinburgh Festival just before Harriet's shooting, you know, I was there, and a lot of new material, you know, kind of surfaced from there. And also a lot of stuff that, you know, that was old and I never really developed, kind of developed in Edinburgh as well, because it was a different, you know, environment, and it was so... It was a different place, lah.
And also, I guess you get an idea of what an international reaction would be like as well, you know, at Edinburgh,
yes.
Right? I mean, you've performed in other countries as well, but I guess, you know, at a Fringe especially, it's an interesting place to test new material.
It is Edinburgh Fringe especially, because it was the biggest arts festival, right?
Correct.
And the biggest comedy festival. And it was, everyone from everywhere was there. And I realised that, look, Malaysian humour can... be funny to Americans, to British people, to Europeans. And in fact, so many people liked what they saw, and I got a lot of tours in Europe and UK and stuff like that. So yeah, it's like before I went there, I'm so nervous. I'm like, can these people understand the Malaysian? Especially, okay, let's say there's this one joke I do about the relationship between Singapore and Malaysia, right? Now it's a fairly common thing that we all know,
that we get.
Yeah, but does a person from Britain get the same thing? But with a little bit of context, it works. Basically, what I do is the relationship of Malaysia and Singapore is like England and France, India and Pakistan, and America and the rest of the world. So it's...
nice.
Yeah. So it's a little small joke with context.
So give people a clue as to what you do in your Netflix special. Are you doing the angry Indian dude?
Grumpy.
Grumpy Indian dude.
Grumpy is the word. I think, yes, I basically, my style is like that. I'm emotional. I get overly emotional like any other Indian because of things that are trivial, right? And things work me up. I don't know why. Like, for instance, going to an airport and, you know, just the fact that going to Singapore police station is an ordeal for me. And I use that emotions in my jokes. It's basically stories that I add emotions to. You know, and there's one very long story, the bulk of the thing, where I talk about being caught watching a video that I was not supposed to be watching when I was 14 years old by my mother. And it's a very awkward story, and that awkward energy carries over to the audience. And I think they relive that as well, because...
because they've all had that moment.
Yes. Have you had that moment, Uma?
Of course I've had
of
that moment.
Of course you had. Yes, there's everyone else everywhere in the world, they will have that moment where, you know, you are in an awkward situation with your parents. And I may amp it up a little bit, I may exaggerate a little bit, but it's the same emotions that you go through. So, yeah, so... that's the basically emotional, the emotional Indian.
You're excited. I like
that.
You're excited.
I'm so excited. It's coming out. It's out. Ah, can you? I'm here, and I'm supposed to be watching it on Netflix. But I don't know whether I want to watch it.
Wait. Have you seen the final product? Have you seen the final edit? You have.
I have. Okay. But it was very painful for me to watch, because I, as a comic, as me, I know the mistakes I made. Right.
Right. But of course you would. I mean, you're always your own worst critic, because you would look back at a performance and pick apart.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's all selection of words. It's selection of words. Like, for instance, when I say I went to my friend, right? In my head, I'm like, oh, I should have just said I went there. You know, there's just stupid things. Like, audience probably wouldn't pick up.
No, but we do it on radio all the time.
Yes.
Because in the heat of the moment, you're speaking fast. And then you go, why did I say that?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So what does this mean? What does this mean?
I don't know. Honestly, Uma, I'm going to tell you this. I it hasn't sunk in yet, right? And I'm very sure it's not going to sink in tomorrow as well. Because if you ask me 12 years ago what my end game is in stand-up comedy, I would tell you to get an international TV special.
Yeah.
Is this the end? Like,
Enough lah.
I go back to work lah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hiring?
Find a nice copywriter job somewhere.
Exactly.
Write some funny jokes for ads.
I mean, it would be nice if it ended up with a movie deal and stuff like that. But obviously, it's not good. I hope it's going to end up like that. But that was my end game. And now, if you ask me what's my end game, I don't know. What, world tour? I don't know if I'm ready for a world tour. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of people who said, like, you know, Netflix, they only give comedians who are at a legend level specials, like Jerry Seinfeld,
of
like
course.
Kevin Hart, like,
of course,
you know,
Judd Apatow,
Chappelle, and you know, all these people, and Harith, he's legend, right? And nobody like me gets. I say I'm nobody lah.
But I think that's what's great about what Netflix is doing for comedy right now.
Yeah.
In that I think something triggered at some meeting somewhere in the United States at some Netflix office where they go, hey, wait a minute, we could actually be a platform for all kinds of comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 30 years, like Harith, or yourself, like 12 years, or someone who's been doing it for 6 years.
Yeah.
The question is, if you're funny, here's a platform. You can have a one-hour special,
yeah, exactly,
and the world can discover you, right?
Yeah, and that's the best
no
thing.
No pressure,
about...
man, but the world can discover you. Some fella sitting in Papua New Guinea.
You know, I've got to tell you a story, Umar. Basically, yesterday, I got a call from a guy in Zimbabwe. And
Wait. But okay, was he trying to transfer $100 million dollars into your bank account?
No, he wasn't. I wish, right? But this was what happened. There's this comedian from Zimbabwe who came down to Malaysia to do a show. Now we are friends.
All right.
Right. So basically, when I posted out my trailer, he retweeted and reposted in his social media. Now, someone from Zimbabwe and the people who run the Zimbabwe Arts Festival had seen his post and said, "Ah, that is a comedian I would like to have in the Zimbabwe Arts Festival."
Oh.
And he calls me and he says, "Look, the budget's not big. It's probably just enough for your air flight and a little bit of market minnow money.
Right.
So would you be interested?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's Zimbabwe. I've never been to Zimbabwe. In any other job, would you go to Zimbabwe?"
Also, let me tell you this. All of your political jokes will work. You don't even have to, you just have to change the names.
That's actually a good point.
Leaders, wives, someone.
Exactly.
Will work.
Exactly. I'm not saying anything, but yes. I have to be very careful what I say. The eyes of the world, remember.
I know, eyes of the world. Okay. Last thing, most importantly, right?
Mm-hmm.
As an Indian fella who, you know, gave up some money to go and tell jokes on stage.
Yes, a lot of money.
How's the family reacting to the whole Netflix thing?
Wow. that's a funny thing, right? Because I got a message from my aunt, right, who goes, "Congratulations on Netflix. By the way, what is Netflix?" Right? That is basically the way my family views this. Like, oh, this is a big deal. What is Netflix?
What is it?
What is it? Do we have to buy tickets for the show? No, it's not, right? They don't understand that it's a platform that, you know, they don't understand Netflix. They're not from the Netflix generation, right? But they do, I mean, my wife has been posting a lot in the family WhatsApp group. I don't, I mute it and that's it. But she's been posting the fact that I am on Netflix and they are like, okay, good. Wow, yeah, what is Netflix? They don't know whether to be happy for me or to be like, hey, be careful, huh?
Last year, I had the opportunity to interview Tom Cruise for
yes.
at the movies.
Yes.
And, you know, my mom was really excited. My mom watches a lot of movies and, mm-hmm. and she excitedly tells my dad, right?
Right?
And my dad is like, who is Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
And so my mom has to show him some YouTube videos and my dad's like, okay, this is a big deal. I'm like, yes, a little bit.
Yeah, like my wife has been showing my trailers out to the family, right? And my family is like looking at it going, so when is the show? I'm like, they say the premieres.
Can we go?
Can we go? How do we get tickets? Do we have to travel? Is it in KL? I'm like, no, it's not a show. It's like, they say, oh, so what time do we have to turn on the TV? I'm like, no, it's on Netflix. You can get it anytime. It's there. Oh, must pay, So, you know, it's trivializing the whole thing. But to be fair, my family has never understood stand-up comedy, this job. They think this is a hobby. They think, basically, I'm still an engineer who does this part-time. You know, it's just the you know, like, hobby that he does. He's a clown, la.
He's a clown.
He's a part-time, he does the clown, the balloons.
But so, he studied engineering.
Yes. He's still an engineer. He goes to work. I don't, Mom. I don't go to work anymore. This is my full-time job. So, and they've never been understanding of that. So, they just basically let me do what I do. As long as my baby is okay, my wife is okay, they are okay with it. I mean, as a 38-year-old, if my parents are still meddling in my life, I really need to rethink my life.
Kavin, tell people what it's called and where they can find it.
Okay, the show is called Kavin J, Everybody Calm Down. It is going to be on Netflix. It's already out. So if you go on Netflix right now, you probably just search for Kavin J. In fact, don't even search. It's probably on the top there.
It should be on the top.
It should be. If it's not, rethink your life choices.
If it's not, blame Harris because he's probably still there.
Actually, Faz is more on now. For me, I don't know. I don't know about everybody
else. Actually, for me as well, Faz showed up as well on my Netflix.
It should show up on yours. If it doesn't, call Netflix and, you know, fire them.
All right. Kavin J, Everybody Calm Down. It is his Netflix original stand-up comedy special. We're very proud of you.
I'm very proud of you.
Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.